Well, I hope you paid your taxes yesterday, because we have something to entertain you if you were on the wrong side of the ledger and owed Uncle Sam money. This is The Beacon, and we'll get underway here. Interesting show right after this. The show almost sounds like a station break.
You know what? Sometimes I just have to let you go. I just sit back and watch.
Listen, you kind
of because you
there.
Always manage to get your way out of it.
Oh, I can round the wagons just as good
you
as
do.
Anybody else. You know,
do. It's
so.
Like it was always that's exactly
that's
how
the way
you
it's supposed
it.
To be. Yes.
Right.
Well, I'm Bill Jurek.
I'm Lainey Kleeman.
And Mrs. Kleeman, how are you?
I'm really good.
Are you?
I'm really good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like there was just something that I was going to talk about, and it has totally slipped my mind. So
you know,
it'll come back to me.
It's unbelievable the that we're heading into springtime and everything
is
nice and
yeah.
The tulips are
I love
growing.
The tulips.
I do too. And you know what I like the best?
What?
Is when the weather gets nice and you get up in the morning, walk outside and smell that fresh ground and everything.
It's lovely, isn't it? The fresh rain. And
yeah.
We had a couple of weeks ago, we had just a massive, like, wind and
oh, yeah.
rain and
remember
thunder.
That?
Oh, I loved it so
yep.
much. It's just, I keep my window open so I can hear it.
Me too.
I do.
Me too. I just think that's the greatest thing in the world, you know?
I do too.
Since sliced bread and the tubeless tire.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Something like that.
So what's on our agenda today?
Oh, today we've got Pat Wilmont is going to be joining us.
Oh, do you know he had a baby? Well, not he didn't have
well,
a baby, but they had a baby.
I didn't know that.
Back about 4 months ago.
Really?
And Pat was really good. I talked to him and he said, I rush home every day.
Aww.
He says, just so I can see my little guy smile and hear him laugh and everything else. He says, it kind of makes all the problems of the day melt away.
It does. It does.
It's
and I
could
be super
it's
cynical
true.
Right now, but I won't be. I'll
right.
be supportive of that.
Right.
He's still in his, you know, four-month-old
yeah.
bliss.
Yeah.
So
there's a couple of new regular routes that are going to be opening up in the southwest suburbs.
Okay.
And then there's some happenings at Pace, the paratransit,
mm-hmm.
but he can't talk about them yet.
Oh, big surprise.
It's going to be toward the end of the year that he's going to be talking about that sort
okay,
of thing.
Great.
So
that sounds
so
good.
That'll be good, too. Who else we got?
Then we've got a couple of Lions that are going to be talking about the Helen Keller Walk, which is taking place next weekend on April 24th.
Yes, on Sunday.
Yes.
They are Lion, Chris, and Frank, and those guys are great. They come on every year and talk about it. The Helen Keller Walk has grown tremendously.
Oh, I bet. We've been talking about that every year for several years now.
Don't you know?
Mm-hmm.
And it was, what is it? I think they start out, if I'm wrong, they'll correct me. But I think they start out at Brother Rice High School.
Okay.
On the south side, and then they go from there.
It's a 5K, yeah?
Yeah, I think so,
okay.
Yeah. Janet runs in it every year, and, I go into to root everybody on. This
get
body doesn't run.
Signs,
yeah,
holding
this
up your signs.
Body does not run, you know. So.
No, you don't say.
No.
Okay.
No.
Fair enough.
Yeah, exactly. and then what else?
And then we've got Sandy. She's going to be here with her view.
Oh, that's
Sandy's
right.
View.
I think that she's talking about her 1 year anniversary plus a couple of months of being on the blog.
Cool.
On
it's been that long already.
Yeah. Well, you know,
so
time
fast.
Flies when you're having fun.
Even,
you know.
I can't even. It's too much.
See, now if it went this fast in prison, everybody would want to go. Well, maybe not. You know.
I don't know if you'd want to go,
so.
But it would certainly make your time be like, oh, okay, 6 years.
Ah,
that ain't nothing.
Piece of case.
Yeah, no problem.
Piece of cake. I'll be
this.
Out of here in no time at all,
nope,
you know?
2 weeks.
That's 2 weeks, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the way the penal system operates in this country, it would
boy.
Be, too. So
I know. Crazy.
We have you with Let Us Turn Up the Beat.
Wow. Continuing our smoothie series.
Which I'm looking forward to.
Oh, yeah, smoothies are yummy.
And then, of course.
Tom's Corner.
And we will find out something interesting in the corner. We always do.
We always do.
Out.
We don't know what it is.
Well,
but
we're going to get the show underway because we got a show that is chock full of entertainment. I'm Bill Jurek.
I'm Lainey Kleeman.
And we'll be back to get started with Pat Wilmott right after this.
I lost my daughter Chrissy to cancer. She was just 45 years old, but in her final hours, she chose to give me the ultimate gift. My vision was failing. Through a cornea transplant, Chrissy gave me the gift of sight.
One person can improve the quality of life for up to 25 people.
Cancer didn't define Chrissy. Her giving spirit did.
It takes less than a minute to join the Secretary of State's Organ and Tissue Donor Registry. Go to lifegoeson.com.
I could see so much better. The eyes are the mirror to the soul. And now through Chrissy's eyes, I can see and experience so much joy. Through her eyes, I've seen her daughter's wedding and the birth of my beautiful great-granddaughter.
Each year, 300 people die waiting for a transplant. Give the gift of life. Become an organ and tissue donor today by visiting lifegoeson.com.
Chrissy's gift changed a life. You can too.
God, it has to be last fall since the last time we talked to Patrick Wilmott, and here he is again. I think he was sitting in the lobby, and we just wanted to drag somebody in here to talk about something. So how are you, Patrick?
I'm good. I'm always glad to be in the right place at the right time.
At the right time, yeah. How's the little guy doing?
He's doing great. Thank you so much for asking. We're having a lot of fun with him.
You and I were talking off the air, and that's what I used to do when I had my little guys. I used to get home as fast as I could. Because to see their little faces and to like you said, about smiling and that sort of thing, it's terrific.
As I was telling you before, all the pressures of the day just fade away.
Yep.
And you can hear them laugh and, play with them. And I love to just lay down on the floor, let them stand on my chest and all that. It's just the best.
I have to warn you, though. This is from a guy who was a father three times over, okay? Don't ever do this because I didn't learn. And I mean, I did not learn even into the third one. But I would, we get done feeding him, and here I am, the old knucklehead that I be, and I pick him up over my head, and I'm going, aren't you sweet? Oh, he's such a good boy, and he pukes all over me.
I'll keep that in mind.
Yeah, please. And that happened three times, and my late wife says to me, she says, you won't learn, will you? You will not learn. I said, well, I'm Polish. It takes time for me to catch on to things. So.
Well, I've been doing that, so I'm glad you said something.
Yeah, no. Do that before they eat, not after they eat. That's for sure. So what's going on with you guys over at Pace?
Well, we have a lot going on. We're always busy, and I have a couple of good things to tell you about. First is that we have some new service that will be starting this summer in DuPage County, including an all-new bus route that operates via Ogden Avenue, connecting downtown Naperville with Yorktown Center, Yorktown Shopping Center at Lombard. And so this is going to be some really nice service for people in central DuPage County. And because it is daily service, it operates Monday through Saturday. There'll also be a paratransit component that'll be available too. So that should make paratransit available to some new customers in central DuPage County.
I got a question. Just off the cuff here for a second, then I'll get back to talking about the new route. But the paratransit, have you guys taken that totally over now? Because I know there were some contract operators in the city.
We still work with our contractors. We have four contractors that operate in Chicago.
Okay.
And we're working with them all the time, trying to make sure that our service is as efficient as can be, and that we are as responsive to customers as we can. Our operations people work really hard to hold their feet to the fire and make sure that that we're getting the best service that we can for the
sure.
least amount of money, so that we can keep our expenses down and our fares low.
Well, let me tell you something. The new vehicles are absolutely great.
That's good. We work with the contractors to get the best vehicles. We work through our ADA advisory committees to get vehicle specifications, and that's good to hear.
Yeah, and those are working out real well. Now, Ogden Avenue, getting back down to Ogden Avenue, that's really becoming a booming area down there, isn't it?
There are. There are a lot of jobs. There's healthcare. So we go through Downers Grove. There's Good Samaritan Hospital, which is a major medical center for that area.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of shopping. In just fun things to do, too. A lot of good restaurants that are along Ogden Avenue and provides that important Naperville to Downers Grove and Lombard connection.
Well, you know what's important to Yorktown Center? It seemed like it always was the poor stepchild of Oak Brook Center. And by you providing the service, it's going to make it more and more and more accessible to people, the stores and the merchants and everything else that's available there.
Yeah, you know, in fact, I was just recently at Yorktown for the first time in years, and I could hardly recognize it. It's they've done a lot of work on it.
Mm-hmm.
It's really taken on a whole different appearance. There are a lot more stores there than there used to be.
Sure.
And it was really busy on the weekend that I was there. So I don't think it will be in Oak Brook Center shadow for long if it still is.
Sure.
They're very close to one another, but they seem to complement each other pretty well, and they're both busy places.
That's true. That's true, and I think that's a good thing, too. Anything going on the paratransit front?
Yeah, you know, so some exciting things that we'll be rolling out. I can't really get into specifics
right,
because the program is still under development, but we want to roll out a number of little programs that we think will improve customers' experience. And I know everybody wants to know what. Well, I can't get into that right now.
Right now, you gotta wait.
People will start noticing things over, by the end of this year. We realize that in our efforts to try to make the service as efficient as possible, and cut our costs so that we can keep fares low, that sometimes some things that have required some adjustment on the part of the customer have gone on, and they're not always popular with customers.
Sure.
Things like for a long time, because of the way that the vehicles were dispatched, people would ride by themselves, so there wouldn't be other people riding in the vehicle. They were much more likely to get a more direct trip. That's great. It's faster service, and it's a little bit more of a private vehicle type operation. The problem is it's horribly inefficient.
Right.
So, in order, like I say, to keep our fares low, we haven't had a fare increase on paratransit since 2009. So,
what is the current fare?
It's $3.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what, down in Florida, where I was living for 2 years, it ranges anywhere from $3.50 to $4.50.
Wow, yeah. So, we hope people, it is a lot of money. You know, we understand as well as anybody that people aren't fixed and limited incomes, and,
sure,
it can be difficult for some people to afford that fare, but we've done our best to toe the line and to keep it as reasonable as possible. And again, it's been since 2009 since we've had a fare increase. And in order to do that, we've had to make these types of efficiency improvements. But we realize that's come at a cost a little bit in terms of the customer experience. All of these things are, of course, within the guidelines of the Americans with Disabilities Act.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of travel time, you have up to the same amount of time that a trip would take to travel via fixed route.
Mm-hmm.
So if it would take, if someone's riding from Millennium Park to U.S. Cellular Field, whatever time that would take to do on fixed route is the allowable time on paratransit.
Sure.
A lot of people didn't realize that, and so if we have someone on the vehicle and they're making stops along the way to pick up or drop off other passengers, it may not be traveling in a direct line, but that's the type of thing that helps us to get the most out of each vehicle and to be as efficient as we can.
Yeah, that's the best thing. Well, you'll keep us posted on what's going on with the paratransit so that we know to let the audience know what's going to happen. And, I think communications is the most important thing. And if people know what's happening, maybe they'll understand it a little better. You know, we can only hope. So,
well, we agree, and one of the things that that we will do, we're working on a newsletter that we'll have available in some accessible formats, but we'll post those in the vehicle to let people know what some of these changes are going to be, and then just other information that we think will be helpful to customers. So that I think will be one big thing, is to, just as you said, to keep those open lines of communication and let people know what's coming, so that so that they can tell a friend, and we can, again, all of this is about improving the customer experience.
Absolutely.
I believe an informed customer is a happy customer.
Absolutely. Well, listen, I'm going to let you go. So you got a lot of work probably to do today, and I want you to get home as quickly as you possibly can to little Mr. Wilmot, so he can ease your day away, you know?
He'll do just that, I'm sure.
Thanks a lot, Pat.
Thanks for the opportunity.
It's Patrick Wilmot. He's the fellow from Pace Bus who keeps us up to date on what's going on. I'm Bill Jurek. We'll be back with more right after this.
I'm Dr. Jackie Duncan, a clinician scientist working with the American Health Assistance Foundation to find a cure for macular degeneration, a debilitating eye disease. It's important to let young people know how to take care of their sight. Go to ahaf.org/kids, where families learn about macular degeneration using interactive games and stories. That's ahaf.org/kids, or call 1-800-437-2423 for free information and resources.
Very exciting for that new papa.
Yes, it is. He's such a great guy.
That's very cool.
Pat Wilmot has turned into him and Jim Chilson.
Aww.
Have turned into two of my favorite people.
That's nice.
They really are.
That's really nice.
I like to have them on. Not all the time, because you gotta pace yourself, and you don't want the audience to get bored with
you. Don't
it.
Want to saturate right, the audience
exactly.
with the same information.
So,
I gotcha.
Yeah. So but he is such a great guy.
Is this his first baby?
Yeah, he's just got married.
Wow.
Like about I think a year, maybe a year and a few months or so. A year and a couple of months before they had the baby. Yeah.
That's exciting.
He lives in the city and he commutes all the way out to Arlington Heights.
Oh, well, it's a reverse commute, huh?
But hey, what the heck?
Why
you
not?
Know?
Arlington Heights is nice.
Oh, Arlington Heights is a beautiful community. I like it a lot.
I like it out there too.
Did I tell you about the book last week, didn't
you
I?
You did talk
Fading,
about the book
Fading
last week.
Fading to Black.
Yes. So
yeah.
Do you have a publisher?
I'm going to self-publish.
Good.
And we're going to, I'm developing a website that I'm going to put the book on.
Awesome.
And you'll be either able to order it off the website or Amazon.
Yeah.
You know,
you can
something
self-publish
like that.
On Amazon, can't you?
You can put it on there if you're
right.
self-published.
Right, that's what
you
I
know, that sort of thing. And then, of course, my Three Trees.
Right.
Lecture. And seriously, I forgot to mention last week, if you would like me to come out and speak to your group, I'd be more than glad to do it. Now, I'll warn you, there is a fee. So,
warning.
You know, it's not going to be a freebie.
It's not the kindness of your heart.
No.
I gotcha.
It is a cost involved because I have transportation and everything else that I have to deal with. So, but I guarantee you it's going to be very interesting.
Now, what is the lecture on?
The lecture is on how these three trees get together and they all have their ideas on how their life is going to go. And it goes totally in opposite directions, but really it's going in the same direction that they wanted it to.
So is this kind of like an inspirational type
yes.
of lecture? I love
yeah.
that.
Yeah, it's going to be that.
Like self-help
exactly.
type. I love it.
And we're going to, I'm going to talk about my situation that I had, mm-hmm. losing the vision.
Right.
And the other things that came about into my life. And then I have a solution, not a solution, but a suggestion.
Nice.
That you could use and just sit back when you get depressed in that. So
triumph over adversity.
Absolutely.
Those are my favorite types of stories.
Yep. So
absolutely.
I mean, you can call me at my cell phone number, actually better off if you call me at the lighthouse, or you can email me, which is probably the best way to do it. It's bill@billjurekmedia.com. So, we'll be out there. And if you want to put it on our Facebook page and things
I'd
like that,
I'd be happy to.
We can add that to it and go from there.
That sounds great.
All right. Now, coming up next is...
We're going to be talking to Lions, Frank, and Chris about their Helen Keller Walk.
Oh, the Helen Keller Walk.
On April 24th.
That's right, which I never run. Poor Janet, a couple of years ago, she kind of fell and twisted her ankle and... But it's all for a good cause, you know?
Oh, wow, that sounds painful.
Yeah, it was painful,
poor
believe
thing.
Me. The poor thing, yeah. So we're going to talk to Lion, Chris, and Frank, and let's get refreshed on what the Helen Keller Walk is all about.
Boy, it is hard to believe that it's time for the Helen Keller Walk again.
and the Burbank Lions Club and the Oaklawn Lions Club get together and sponsor a run. And it is Mr. Coleman and Mr.
Carrar,
who are here with us representing each of the clubs. Gentlemen, how are you?
Doing fine this morning.
Well, thank you.
Good. Chris and Frank. Same thing again? Same venue?
Yes. We are at the Wolf Wildlife area in Oak Lawn, which is part of the Richards High School campus.
Right. Oh, that's right. That's what I was trying to think of. Okay. Yeah.
Yes, yeah, it's over at 10601 South Central Avenue in Oak Lawn.
Yep.
Yeah, the Park District, the school district, and the village of Oak Lawn all contribute area and time to help us with the project.
Now, how big has it grown?
We have several hundred, 200 or so people that show up. We'd like it to get bigger.
Right.
We have involved schools and Boy Scouts and clubs to participate with us.
Have you gotten any sponsors, you know, like corporate sponsors or anything? Or local sponsors?
Local sponsors, businesses that have sponsored us for several years.
Sure.
The community has been very, very good to us.
Good.
And with that sponsorship, we were able to generate quite a bit of money to help our charities.
To help the charities and the cause, yeah. I know Dr. Janet Slick, our executive director, she tries to get down every year.
Yes, she's been very, very good for us.
Yeah, I know she blew out a tire a couple of years ago, but that happens to everybody.
She actually, I think, came through over the finish line and took a little bit of a fall that one year.
That's what I was referring to.
She was fine, and she just can't live it down. She says, "Oh, every year I'm going to be here."
I know. She's so worried about that. Hopefully the weather will be good this year for you.
72 and sunny that day. I've been dealing with been doing some heavy duty praying.
Good.
As usual.
Good.
Make sure that happens.
You know what they say? I had a friend of mine who was a priest, and he said, put the rosary on the fan belt. He says, because that way you get for sure, you know, it's a constant thing. What time is the race going to be starting?
Well, we start registration at
7:30.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then the race actually, I believe, at 9:30, and it is...
it's going to be professionally timed this year.
Oh, really?
By race time.
Okay.
We're looking forward to that, and... The walkers and the runners will go off at the same time. Walkers will be behind, and the racers, so the runners will be up in front.
Up in front. What do you guys do as far as, I forgot if you do anything special for gifts?
Oh, we have...
Or awards, rather.
Right. The runners get awards.
Right.
And they are awarded in different categories according to their age and so on. And obviously it's male and female.
Right.
But it's quite a nice setup, and this new company is going to be helping us with that. They will get medallions or...
Medals
or something, yeah.
Yeah, there's numerous categories. It'll be first, second, and third place in both men and ladies.
Excuse
categories
me,
are... 20 and under.
Yep.
21 to 35. 36 to 50.
Excuse me. Wow. Cool. Yep.
51 to 65. 66 to 75.
You know what?
And 75 and above.
You know what? I've fallen to 66 to 75. Never thought I'd get that far, you know? It seems like it was so long ago that you look at it, you know, when you're younger, and you say, wow, that's old. Yeah. So
We have sight-impaired runners out there.
We do.
I know. I bet you do, yeah.
People that run with them, and they're guides.
Yep.
It works out really well.
We used to do a walk-a-thon for the guide dog school, guiding guys for the blind. And it was all, you know, it was a walk, because basically it was funny to see 300 people out there with guide dogs all walking for the, you know, for the school and that, raising money and that sort of thing. What kind of charities are benefiting from it?
Well, we have three basic charitable groups that we contribute. First of all, we contribute to the Lighthouse.
Okay.
They get a third of our money.
Okay.
The Lions of Illinois Foundation, which contributes to all of the wonderful things that it does, like Camp Lions,
sure,
and our vehicles that come out to to test people's hearing.
Hearing in it, yeah, yeah.
And they'll be out there also. You'll get a free eye test and a hearing test.
And then our third charitable group is actually goes back to our district, the open areas account. There are places in our district, basically Cook County,
sure,
that have no Lions Clubs. And we make sure that the people get serviced in those areas.
Yep, I know there's some over here right near the Chicago Lighthouse,
correct,
where there's a lot of open district here, too.
Right.
So
and then we actually have a fourth group that gets serviced.
Oh, okay.
And that fourth group is kind of an interesting thing that this walk does. We provide our volunteer groups an opportunity to get back 40% of what they bring to this fund.
Sure.
In other words, let's say that you're a Boy Scout leader and you bring your scouts out. You get 40% of what you bring in right off the top.
So if you bring in $1,000, you're getting $400 right
absolutely
off the beginning, yeah.
And so you're helping the Lions as
sure
well as helping your group.
Sure.
And last year, that amount of money that went back to those groups was near $3,500.
Wow, that's impressive.
So the $15,000 or $16,000 that we generated last year in our functioning
sure
as this walk, we have used some several different schools that have helped us.
Sure.
We generated that kind of money, and the community to their charities,
sure,
got that directly back to them. So there are actually four groups that are benefiting.
Wow, that's great. And you had to, obviously, to get started, if it is chilly, coffee and things like that to get
yes,
everybody
sir
warmed
yes
up and ready
right
to go.
What's one of the neat things, we have the fruits and the vegetables
sure
for the runners and the people. We do have water for everyone.
Sure.
There is some pop there, and we have a big, huge, looks like a concrete truck from
right
the
Prairie Materials.
Prairie Materials.
Okay.
Yes. It is one of our members actually does the cooking of hot dogs and so on, and all that's comp to the people that are running and so on.
No kidding. That's
and
nice.
It is the neatest thing to see this truck that looks like a concrete
truck.
Concrete,
actually,
yeah, is a big, big barbecue type thing. It does the job. It's really neat.
That's cool. That sounds good. So let's review. The date is going to be the
Sunday, April 24th.
Sunday, April 24th. You can't pre-register.
Oh, yes, you can.
Oh,
yes,
you can? Okay. Talk to me about the pre-registration.
You can do online registration.
Okay.
At www.lions1a-us.org.
Okay.
www.lionsdistrict, it's actually 1a-us.org.
.org, okay. Mm-hmm. Great. Okay, terrific. And then you can show up there at 7:30.
Right.
If you don't want to pre-register, you just sign up then. And
you can register then.
Yep, you get your number and you'll be ready to go.
That's right. And the timers will be setting up. We have, of course, all marked off.
Sure.
It is a really great course. It's a kind of a run through the wildlife area, so it's a cross-country course.
Sure.
There is some street closures. The police will be on site. We will have
paramedics
that will actually follow along with bicycles
sure
to be there to help us in case we have any emergencies.
Yeah.
So it's really a great deal. We start on the track.
Right.
And we end up
on the track. That's cool.
And
that's good.
It's really kind of a neat thing.
Yeah.
We run through the woods and through the trails, and we see the ducks and the geese swimming. And like I said, it's going to be 72 and sunny that day, and we're hoping and praying that that's the case.
Absolutely. I do the same for you, too. Next year, I'll be back into town, so maybe we'll be able to stop by, too.
We would love to have you there.
Okay.
By the way, the mayor of Oak Lawn, the Honorable Sandra Berry, is going to be the starter.
Okay.
As she has in the last several years to set the race off.
Sounds like a plan. Gentlemen, Chris, Frank, appreciate it. And I hope we get a lot of people signing up this year. If they don't sign up or pre-register, they can at least sign up on the day of the run.
Absolutely.
Correct.
And we're talking about the Helen Keller Run, who raises funds for a lot of very, very worthwhile charities. The show's The Beacon. I'm Bill Jurek. We'll be back with more after this.
Are you ready for kids who eat healthy? Good nutrition can lead to great things. To find out how a healthy lifestyle can help your child succeed, go to mypyramid.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the Ad Council and USDA.
You know what? It's going to be the one-year anniversary of Sandy's View, our blog, here at the Chicago Lighthouse.
We're very lucky.
We're very lucky to have her. She is probably one of the, you know, a lot of people come through here, want to do internships and everything else. She is one of the jewel amongst the people that came through.
Yeah, and she's been consistent and reliable, and she consistently produces good work.
Absolutely.
You can't say that about everybody.
Nope. And she has some wonderful lunch that she brings for herself from home.
Cool.
Doesn't share, but...
But still, the fact that she brings them from home is, you know...
Well, that's a good thing. So, Sandy, we'll let you take it away, girl.
You know, Lainey and I always talk about your view coming up, Sandra's View. And that's because that's the name of your blog, Sandra Murillo.
It sure is.
How are you?
Good. How about you? How are you this morning?
I'm good. And you know what? I am so glad to have you on where we get a chance to talk. Because we were off the air. 2 years that you have worked with the show. And then what, a year with the blog?
Yeah. So in April of 2014 is when I started working here as an intern with you.
Mm-hmm.
And then, I was called on full-time.
Yep.
By Janet Slick, and we started the blog about a year ago, so it's an exciting time, you know.
Yeah.
Anniversary time.
What kind of topics have you covered in the blog?
Yeah, well, first of all, it's called Sandy's View, and it's mostly topics about blindness. Well, that's what the blog is about.
Sure.
Blindness, vision impairment.
Right.
We go from simple stuff to like how do blind people cross the street, how do we watch TV.
Right.
To more detailed things like technology reviews.
Maybe you do?
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
No, for example, that recently Facebook, they're working, and in fact, I had a segment about that about a month or two ago on The Beacon. And it was about a tool that they're developing. It's based off artificial intelligence.
Right.
And what this tool does is that it creates captions for pictures.
Really?
Yeah. And so it describes, you know, like right now, obviously, it's in its early stages.
Sure,
so it's
sure.
not very detailed. But, you know, right now, I got access to it, like, a few weeks ago on my phone, and it'll say something like, picture may contain two people smiling indoor or something like that. So it's vague, you know, but it means a lot. So,
well, that's good. So you cover the gamut then as far as topics.
Yeah, and then, see, that's the thing that initially, a little bit of background from, you know, we started this blog in the first place to, number one, create more awareness about the Lighthouse and the various programs and services that we offer.
Yep.
Number two, to create awareness about blindness, vision impairment.
Mm-hmm.
Originally, our intention was to make it similar to a how-to column.
You know?
And
yeah.
Where people from the general public could ask questions related to vision impairments.
Yeah, and know how to act around people who are blind or visually impaired.
Oh, yeah, interact or how to provide assistance.
Yeah, that's an important thing, just like with the school downstairs,
mm-hmm.
with the preschool.
Yeah.
You know, the interactive school with
the
blind and the totally sighted children that are down there, too. So you don't realize, but that's the case a lot of times with adults, too.
Yeah,
you know,
and I think it's even more so.
Yeah.
So in adults, you know, children, by nature, they're curious and they learn fast. And but adults, you know, sometimes that's where
they're very prejudiced. Sometimes
we get stuck.
Ways.
Yeah. So initially that was the purpose, but then we found out like a few months down the road after we started, that even people with vision impairments and blindness were interested in the topics that
we cover.
Mm-hmm. So that's when we started, you know, we should probably cover more technology or things that are going on around the Lighthouse. So I guess it's like you said, in a sense, similar to the preschool. You know, it's for sure. Everyone. It's splendid.
Now, as far as getting this underway, how many people did you start out with? Did you get a lot of hits at first, or did you have to wait for a while, or what happened?
Well, probably within like the first month or two.
Yep.
You know, we started promoting it in social media,
right,
through our email. So about 200 or so hits,
okay,
roughly. You know, which considering it, I think it was decent start. It was new,
yeah,
and so it was a pretty decent start.
I think that's a great start. Sure.
Yeah.
Now what are you up to?
We're close to 1,200 hits.
Wow.
And per month. Actually, 1,200 hits per month.
That's pretty good.
And we get about 800 or 900 visitors,
right,
you know, actual people that visit the blog. We actually have people that visit not just from the United States, but from all over the world.
You were reading my mind, because I was going to ask you, how far away and what are some of the other countries that you've actually heard from?
Yeah, just about anywhere you can think of.
Really?
You know, anywhere that there's access to internet.
Yep.
You know, we've had readers from Japan, from Germany, from Taiwan even.
Right.
We got a comment from them.
Okay.
Countries as close as Mexico.
Right.
And, of course, our neighbors here in Canada.
Yeah,
so we've gotten people from virtually all over.
Yeah, that sounds good. Where do you see the blog going to? How do you think? More frequently or what?
Yeah, well, right now how it works, and thanks for bringing that up. Right now what we do is that on Tuesdays we have a commentary.
Sure.
Where I might talk about like current events that are going on in the news related to blindness or vision impairment. And then on Thursday, I have a column, you know, and this is where I'll discuss, like, you know, answer a question or discuss current events, technology reviews.
Sure.
So right now we post twice a week, and, you know, we've gotten a very good response.
Okay.
Our main goal right now is to, you know, keep spreading the word about the blog and
about the lighthouse
and the lighthouse,
you know, about everything else that goes along with it.
Yeah.
Well, that's cool. That sounds good. So I see you staying here for about 35 years.
Yeah, we'll see. You know? And just imagine how technology will be in 35 years.
I'll be gone, so I won't have to worry about
it.
So.
You know, it's one of those things that it seems exciting, but at the same time, it's scary.
Kind of scary.
I have a feeling that by that point, I'll just be able to think what I want to post, and
it'll be on there. You know what? That's quite true, I bet.
Yeah.
Anybody, the way they come up with all the technology and everything. That is Sandra Murillo. You know, we should tell a little bit about your background, though, too. Like, where did you go to school?
Yeah, I'm actually a proud Illini from the University of Illinois in Champaign.
Right.
Got my bachelor's in journalism.
Right.
And, you know, once I graduated from college, I was like most people, but particularly most people with vision loss that were out there searching
for
jobs.
For work.
And, you know, as you well know, Bill, it can be hard.
It can be hard, especially, you know, if you lose vision later than try to make the transition, it's even hard.
Sure.
You and Lee Berkland go back quite a ways. I won't go into it. No, I promise I won't do that.
Well, Lee Berkland, you know, I know you've had her here on the show. She's the current principal of the preschool here at the lighthouse.
Yeah.
But, she actually knows me even before I can remember.
Quite well, yes. That's
quite well, yep.
Yep. How young do, because you've been totally blind since birth.
Since I was about 2 years old.
How long, what age do they start using canes with children?
Oh, gosh, see, with me, I think it was when I was about 4 or 5.
Really?
I vividly remember, you know, when my O&M teacher, orientation and mobility teacher, brought the cane. I remember not being too happy about it.
Yeah, I know.
But No, that was when I was about 4 or 5, maybe. I think now they might do it even earlier, like when the child is about 3.
No
maybe.
Kidding.
Yeah?
Wow, that's impressive.
You know, and obviously, you know, I don't know a lot about this field, but from what I've heard, you know, it's been proven that,
sure,
you know, children who start learning at an early age, you know, they develop those independent travel skills,
yep,
you know, much faster. And
well, and that's a good thing, too, because
mm-hmm,
you see so many young people here, I mean, when I'm talking in their 20s, and they won't go anywhere without paratransit.
Yeah. Yep. I see it all the time.
And it's a shame because they're limiting themselves so much.
Mm-hmm.
On their, you know, the horizons. They can expand the world so much.
And that's how I tell people, you know, you can't just depend on paratransit or whatever other service. It's a great service, you know, don't get me wrong.
Oh, it is. It's terrific, yeah.
I use it myself, but you can't just limit yourself, you know, because you have to look at other options, whether that be other public transportation or Uber or one of those new services that are out there, but you have to.
You gotta expand your horizons.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's
it. Yeah.
Well, listen, I'll let you go back to work. It's great always to have you around and to talk to you. And this is the lady responsible for booking all of our guests. To make sure that the show sounds as good as it does, and it's going to be even better now that I'm back in town. So.
I do my best.
Yes, you do. You absolutely. Our show's The Beacon. That's Sandra Marullo. I'm Bill Jurek. Back with more after this.
I lost my daughter, Chrissy, to cancer. She was just 45 years old. But in her final hours, she chose to give me the ultimate gift. My vision was failing. Through a cornea transplant, Chrissy gave me the gift of sight.
One person can improve the quality of life for up to 25 people.
Cancer didn't define Chrissy. Her giving spirit did.
It takes less than a minute to join the Secretary of State's Organ and Tissue Donor Registry. Go to lifegoeson.com.
I could see so much better. The eyes are the mirror to the soul. And now through Chrissy's eyes, I can see and experience so much joy. Through her eyes, I've seen her daughter's wedding and the birth of my beautiful great-granddaughter.
Each year, 300 people die waiting for a transplant. Give the gift of life. Become an organ and tissue donor today by visiting lifegoeson.com.
Chrissy's gift changed a life. You can too.
It's time again to let us turn up the beat with our lady who brings us healthy recipes and ideas, Lainey Kleeman, Mrs. Kleeman.
Oh, thank you for that just
sterling,
stunning introduction. Yes, it was lovely. I feel.
Although I shouldn't do that because you're doing smoothies.
Yeah, and you always seem pleased with what I come up with.
Yep.
In theory, you don't like it, but in practice, I think you do.
You can put like, 4 cups of flaxseed oil in your
flaxseed. You could, absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, you wouldn't leave the bathroom, but
no. It's good to stay regular.
Well, you wanted to eat, you wanted to lose weight anyway.
I did, so there you go.
So what the heck?
Why
so?
Not do it the easy way?
But on the serious side.
On the serious side. Actually, you're not going to like the smoothie this week because you can't eat citrus anymore.
Well,
I'm very sad about that.
You never know.
Maybe in a smoothie will work. Maybe if it's not like the direct acid effects,
sure,
you know.
Sure, could be.
Yeah. So we're talking Ruby Tuesday. Ruby Tuesday smoothie.
Ruby Tuesday.
Yeah, isn't that lovely?
It's got to be a grapefruit.
There is a grapefruit. That's what I just said.
Yep.
Yeah. So we've got 1 ruby red grapefruit, 1 red apple peeled, 1 cup of carrots, 1 teaspoon of organic vanilla extract or just vanilla extract.
Yeah.
I don't find the organic stuff. 1 teaspoon of cinnamon, and then I always like to put coconut water in my smoothies.
Coconut water?
Coconut water, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's really loaded with potassium. So
I like to put sherbet in my...
Honey, that defeats the purpose.
Yeah, but it tastes good.
It does taste good.
You
it
know,
does
the rainbow
taste good,
sherbet,
but this isn't the Lainey's What Tastes Good segment.
I understand.
See how that works?
Smoothie this week sounds good.
It does sound good. I haven't tried this one, but I'm looking forward to trying it. I need to go to the grocery store and stock up. But
get a bunch of citrus and
all of
that. And ruby red grapefruit?
Ruby red grapefruit.
You mm-hmm. couldn't ask for that has got to be the king of the grapefruits.
Oh, yeah?
It was beautiful. We used to get them at Christmas time.
Okay.
We went down to Texas, down near Matamoros, Texas. What's that town down there?
Harlingen, Texas, you know, in that area.
I don't know. I have no idea.
And it's where it's always like 174 degrees.
Right.
You know.
Yes.
And Matamoros is on the other side, on the Mexican side.
Okay.
That's where we first got introduced to the ruby red grapefruit.
Wow.
And, oh, it was so, so good.
Mm.
That's before, you know, when I could eat anything.
Right.
You know, but try it, folks. Believe me, I think you'll really enjoy it. It sounded good when you were describing it.
It does sound good. And I've never been a fan of just grapefruit on its own. But I think with, you know, blended into a smoothie, I bet it would add a really nice, nice flavor. Yeah.
I bet.
I'll give it a shot. I'll let you know.
All right. Well, next week we'll be back for another smoothie.
We will.
Coming up, our boys are here.
The boys in the hood.
They're going to tell us what's going on as far as Tom's Corner.
Humans can be a little weird at times. But take it from me. I'm a dog. And a person is about the best thing that can happen to a shelter pet. So if you want to learn how you can be that person, get down to your local pet shelter or visit theshelterpetproject.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Tom's Corner. I'm Brian Hawkins, and good morning, Tom. How are you?
I am doing great. How about you, Brian?
Well, I'm a little hot, but I'm welcome. I'm glad that it's here.
It's all that cold wind. You're finished with that, and now you're hot?
That's right.
Oh, wow.
I'm glad to see it's here. And not only that, but I'm glad to see we have another special guest.
We do. A very special guest, and Rasha is here with us, and I'm going to say hello to Rasha and then have you talk a little bit about your company, Rasha, who and why. We know we talk about technology on this show almost every Saturday now for, what, 7 years?
Yes. It's,
yeah.
No,
yeah.
8 years.
Oh, eight. Oh.
7 or 8. We keep
7 or 8. We lost track. But, welcome to us, and say hello.
Well, thank you. Hello. Hi. Nice to meet you, actually, Tom and Ryan, and I'm very happy to be here, and thanks for having me.
You're welcome.
My name is Rasha, and I'm the owner and founder of Sensible Innovations. It's a new company. It was launched in June 2014.
Okay.
In Springfield, Illinois. And the purpose of the company is, it's a technology-based company, and the purpose is to look, fetch for new technologies and see what the needs are for visually impaired, and then try to create products that fill that need gap.
I see.
I noticed that there's a big information gap.
Yeah.
For people who are blind or visually impaired, there's so much information that we get through signs. It's all in printed format. I know there are braille signs, but it's hard to locate them in the first place.
And people with low vision can't read braille, most of them.
Most people can't read braille, so I start thinking of how that information, how to convey that information, especially when you visit public spaces, because we get so much, and we do get so much information through signs. And we enjoy our journey when we go to public places because of those signs. I have a son who's legally blind, and I end up to be the one who's his audio guide. So I always tell him what's around, what we pass by, what kind of offer that place is offering, the layout of the place, all those things.
So if you went into a building or a mall or something like that, you're right. It's like, how do we get information?
Yeah, how do I know you don't want him to just be walking around and just like empty walls. You know,
right.
We want to know, like, we're entering Gap. This is Starbucks. This is Macy's. I'm at this shoe department. Maybe he needs something next to an ATM machine, whatever that is. Or even read the menu or specials for today. All those things we get through signs that he doesn't get. So I end up just telling him all the time. Sometimes I filter. I mean, sometimes things are interesting to me. It might not be interesting to him. Sometimes I'm exhausted. Sometimes I have other kids to talk to and, you know, have to pay attention to as well. I'm not all the time paying attention to blind son. So I start thinking of a solution to do that. I have a background in computers and business and things like that, and database is one of the things that I work with all the time. And again, I'm a I love technology, and I believe that technology is there has to be something out there, but maybe, you know, used for something else. Maybe we can use it for a different purpose.
So the innovation that you've developed does use the indoor beacons.
Yes. So I found out about the beacons, which are basically electronic devices, tags, simple stickers, battery powered, and the phone can detect them. And I know from my son that the phone actually has a screen reader and it can talk.
Yes, it can
tell you.
Okay.
So if the phone can detect a beacon, that means it can detect your location.
Yeah.
So that means I can push an audio message through the phone.
To the phone from the beacon. Uh-huh.
Exactly. And then I can tell the person about the location that he's in. So no need for me being an audio guide anymore. So that's what happened. I launched the company. We created the app, and it's called the Aware app, and it's on iOS now for free.
And it's called Aware?
It's called Aware.
Aware is the app, and that's free.
And it's free on Apple.
Okay,
App Store. We're working to get Android by mid of June.
And we will be demonstrating that this week at the upcoming, for the first time, at the Lighthouse.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and so the Aware app will open, and a person who's blind or visually impaired will start interacting with those beacons, and it will say information that we program into each beacon.
Yes.
So if you walked into close down the hallway to the cafeteria, mm-hmm. it would tell you that there's the cafeteria, the food line is to the right, the vending machines are to the left, the ATM machine is to the left, those types of information. And then is there a way to get more information sometimes?
Yeah, the way the app works is that you basically have the phone in your pocket, if you wish, and just and the earpiece in your ear, and just walk, and the app will recite automatically the name of the location you're passing by. So if you're passing by the cafeteria, it'll tell you cafeteria. And then if you wish to hear, you're interested about that location, then you push more info. And then it'll tell you more about the cafeteria. It'll give you the layout description, give you, again, where the food is, where the vending machine, what to expect out of that place.
Right,
the function of that place.
Right, right.
Yeah, if you wish to navigate, then, again, the app can detect where your location is. So you can push the Take Me To button and then choose your destination. And then the app will give you... Again, text and audio, both directions.
Okay. Uh-huh.
It will announce it in audio, and you can read it by text if you want.
Right, right.
Turn by turn direction.
Wow.
Location, yeah.
And I know for myself with very low vision, I was able to read the descriptions on the app very, very well. It was really laid out really good, both for the blind and for low vision.
Yeah, actually, that was in our mind when we first when we were designing it. We wanted to be for low vision, for blind, for even deaf blind, because you can, if you base it on voice over screen reader, then even the refreshable braille devices will also read it for you. So that this way it's for everyone.
Oh, wow.
It's also colorful and color coded.
Yeah.
I think it's pretty even for sighted people who don't have low vision. I enjoy it.
Exactly. Yeah. So I finally can maybe get my snacks out of the vending machine because it'll tell me where the M&Ms are.
Because
I can't read the number. I always have to have somebody around.
That would be very handy.
Exactly.
Yeah, I guess the information is fully accessible by the venue administration. You can always change the information based on your needs. So that gives the venue flexibility as well.
Well, we're excited to have very sensible, as you said, innovations. So there's so many innovations that maybe aren't too sensible. So
I thought
it was a great name for your company. Yeah, it's great to have you.
Well, thank you for having me. I'm very excited about it.
It sounds like a great application to download.
Yeah.
Now, we've got road shows coming up, right, Tom?
We do. We've got something coming up this week on Wednesday, April 20th, and we're going to be at the Frankfort Township office in Frankfort, Illinois, which is 11,000 West Lincoln Highway. It's a beautiful location, and we'd like to see all of you out there. This is an open house, and it's open to the public. It's free, sponsored by the Lions Clubs of Illinois, where we bring out independent living aids and computers and video magnifiers, about 200 items, and our staff will be there to sit and talk answer questions and show you things that you've only seen in a catalog before, and actually try it out and see how they work. You can even purchase things right there on that day. So that's kind of our specialty of going to many communities. Tuesday, May 3rd, we're going to be going out to Romeoville. There's the Senior Star at Weber Place is a senior center that looks like a big luxury hotel. And we like to go there several times a year. And then on May 17th, you can mark that in your calendar. We are going to be at the Chicago Lighthouse North location, which is 222 Waukegan Road in Glenview. If you have questions or you want to be on the list to receive a postcard within 10 miles of any show, just call 1-800-919-3375. 1-800-919-3375. That puts you into our Tools for a Living store. And while you're on the phone, ask about what's new. And there's some really neat products that we have in our store. And, of course, on our website, lighthousetoolsforliving.org, will get you directly into our store website so you can peruse and see products that are going to help you or someone in your family with a vision impairment.
Right. And you're always adding new things.
We are.
Yeah. And so, everyone, keep in mind about the Aware app on Apple App Store, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
And many thanks to Rasha Saeed from Sensible Innovations.
Well,
and,
thank you.
And from Springfield. And I'm going to download that and try it out. He's Tom Persky. I'm Brian Hawkins. This is The Beacon.
You know, I'm still thinking about that smoothie.
Are you?
Oh, baby, that sounds good.
That well, maybe I'll have to make an extra batch next time we come in, and I'll bring you some.
Right, I'll do what my doctor says.
Yeah.
You know, just get some liquid Rolaids and drink a bottle before I have one.
There you go. You'll be in good shape.
And have one afterwards, and I'll be able to enjoy it.
Yeah, right? See, why not?
Well, that's it. Well, thanks to Dr. Janet Slick, our executive director at the Chicago Lighthouse, for believing in us and making us here with you every Saturday morning. Into our eighth year already, and also
Mr. Brian Hawkins.
Yes.
Who, you know, basically we couldn't do the job with. I'm very eloquent today.
Yeah, you know, he does everything.
He does do everything. He's perfect. He's just a nice guy to boot.
Not only that, I never met anybody so even tempered.
I know. We just can't say enough nice things about him.
Absolutely. And Sandra Murillo, our associate producer on the program.
Yes.
Who helps make things run all the time.
She does.
That's going to do it for us. We'll be back next week with another smoothie recipe. I'm Bill Jurek.
I'm Lainey Cleveland.
Stick around for the Mighty House Guys coming up next right here in Chicago. Chicago's Progressive Talk.